I want to explore a little bit more detail about the available FLT3 inhibitors and the data we have. But just before we leave hypomethylating agents, and particularly in older patients, any sort of, I'm not going to say mistakes, but things you see people doing with older patients or with hypomethylating agents that you think, you know, maybe could be improved upon?
So the hypomethylating agents have, in my view, both good and bad features. The good features is that they can be used in older patients or less clinically robust patients, mainly due to the improved tolerability of these drugs. Folks oftentimes do not have significant degrees of nausea or gastrointestinal toxicities. They don't lose their hair. I have given it to patients in their 90s. I've given it to patients over the age of 100. They're fairly well tolerated. And I think part of this is related to what we think is the underlying mechanism of action of hypomethylating agents. You know, they release methyl groups, allow for differentiation mainly through turning genes on that were inappropriately turned off. That process takes time. And genes turn on, cells again begin anew to differentiate and hopefully mature over time. And that process takes time, and it's more gentle and gradual, so that it is a well-tolerated drug that takes time to work in many patients. So, and that is why if you look at the majority of guidelines, they recommend treatment for up to 6 months. Now, I grant you, even I oftentimes cannot wait 6 months before I see a response in folks that are receiving azacitidine. In the case of azacitidine, I believe it's 6 months. In the case of decitabine, I believe it's less. But you have to give it time to work. Decitabine and azacitidine is not traditional intensive chemotherapy where you give the treatment, blood counts tank, meaning they go down quickly and then come up after a period of 2 to 3 weeks. With these drugs, there is a period of cytopenia. It's much more modest, but you would hope to have a response by 3 to 4 months following the start of treatment. There are patients who respond after one cycle, but the majority, it takes several cycles. So what I would advise community physicians is to give it some time, give it months. Unless the patient is rapidly proliferative, there is no way to get it under control, then obviously that is not a situation that's going to be amenable to treatment with hypomethylating agents. Although even in those scenarios, you could potentially control the blood counts with Hydrea concurrently with hypomethylating agents. So what I would say is it takes time. It doesn't work all the time. And when it works, the range of response is oftentimes going to be variable. Some patients have improvement in their blood count. Some patients have less transfusion dependence. And a minority of patients have complete remissions, but it takes time.